Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of November 2011. Roy Primmett has lived in Orwell for almost 40 years and has been involved with many village events. Roy, what was your earliest involvement in the village? I believe it goes back many, many years.
My earliest involvement was one that I myself can't remember, and that's because it's actually a photograph of a very large and very old baby's pram on the platform at Shepworth Station, waiting for a pony and trap to bring me and my family from Shepworth back to Orwell. This would have been very early 1930s, when my grandfather at the time was publican of the Nag's Head in the High Street, and I and my family lived at Wembley, and it was before we had a car, and we used to come down, so my parents tell me, on occasions by train from King's Cross down to Shepworth and through by pony and trap to the village. We stayed not with my grandfather but with my uncle and aunt, who lived in the house which stood at the site of 34 High Street. It was an old thatched house, interesting old house, but thoroughly enjoyed staying there. Later years this was, because I don't remember much that went on in 1932 when I first came, but by about 1936, 37, when we were visiting uncle and aunt, used to go up to the clunch pit. I can remember that with the cattle and sheep and geese in particular would be grazing then. And I'm delighted to say that it's only now in the last couple of years that the clunch pit has got back to the situation that I could remember in those days before the war, when it was well grazed and very short grass, and it was great fun as a kid playing up and down. Don't see quite so many children playing up there now, but perhaps they've got other things to do nowadays. We used to enjoy it. Uncle and aunt, I say, lived at what is now number 34 High Street. I think at one time there had been an alehouse and had been called the Red Lion, but I'm not too sure about that. Anyway, Father bought a car and we were regular visitors down into Orwell in the pre-war days, but that had to stop at wartime. And in fact, by that time, my uncle and aunt had moved down to Cobswood Farm. Uncle Ollie's father, Mr. Flack, who ran the steam traction engine business from Vine Cottage? No, it was now number 19 Fisher's Lane, had his yard there. And he used to have quite a number of steam engines and that there. But he took the Cobswood farm from the Wimpole estate, and my uncle and aunt moved down there just before the war, about 1938. When the war came, we had to give up the car, and Father, in fact, parked it at the farm in one of the barns in the farm, and it stayed there throughout the whole of the war because we had no use for it, we had no petrol. But wanted to come down, and the only way of getting down either was by train or by bike, and this was from cycling down from Wembley. At that time I was probably about 12, well I would have been about 11, 12 years old, and I know the first cycle ride that I made down, came down with my brother. We cycled to Welling Garden City one day, and stayed overnight with a colleague of my father's who lived there, and then came on to Orwell the next day. We used to stay down over the summer holiday, because this was wartime and there were nowhere to go in the summer holidays. All the beaches were, and the seaside resorts were all wired off, so you couldn't get anywhere near them. So it wasn't much fun. I don't suppose to go to the seaside in those days, but we didn't. We used to come down here, and after the first year, I came down on my own, and I used to cycle down, and cycle straight down. It used to take I don't know, probably 2.5-3 hours. We came down and used to stay over for about 5 or 6 weeks over the harvest time, and just to help with the harvest. I thoroughly enjoyed that.
What sort of things did you do, Roy? Can you remember?
Well, we used to go and collect the eggs to start with. That was one of the big jobs. I used to lead the horses and cart in the field. 3 horses to bring the harvest in from the fields. 3 horse and carts, and each one was taken by one person to lead it out to the field, to lead it around the stooks in the field while they were filling the cart up, to lead it back to the stackyard where it was unloaded, and then drive it back out into the field to be loaded up again. I thoroughly enjoyed that, and in fact I think it must have been quite a big influence on me, because I took up farming as a career later. So perhaps that's what influenced me. But did this for a number of years during the wartime. 1 or 2 incidents I can remember. Someone, and I'm sure it was accidentally, but they shot a deer, and we managed to get quite a lot of extra meat that week. but no names, no pack drill, as they say. I can also always remember another occasion too, when we were actually, the workers on the farm were riddling potatoes, and this would be about mid-morning, and there was an almighty crash, and an American fighter plane had crashed on the farmland just to the north of the farm, Cobswood Farm, right up on the Mayor's Track, near the Mayor's Track anyway, right up at the top of the hill. And we all dashed up there to see what we could find, but we found the bits of aeroplane, but nothing much else. Fortunately, the pilot had parachuted out, so he wasn't there, thank goodness. But that made another interesting episode in the wartime.
And how many years after that was it before you actually came back, would you say, to Orwell again, permanent?
I used to visit fairly regularly, but I went after finishing school in 1949, I went into the army to do national service, and then did training in an agricultural college at Rittle in Essex. It was some while after that, we took our own farm after that, and it was some while after that before I became a regular visitor. But I suppose it was about 1970 when I had changed profession, and I was teaching at the time, and I got a job teaching at Sandy in Bedfordshire, and we moved to Wrestlingworth. Lived at Wrestlingworth for a few years and then moved into Orwell in the early 1970s.
Oh, it's lovely. Thank you, Roy, for that.